British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Well, let's talk to Belfast-based solicitor Michael Madden, who represents several of the impacted post office postmasters in Northern Ireland. Michael, thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. This is a scandal that has been well known and well aired for several years now, but it was a television series, an ITV drama series over Christmas that has catapulted it back into public consciousness.
That's right. It's great that this drama has come out and has now got people's attention, and hopefully the attention that's built is going to put pressure now on the government and post office to really get things moving for people. Up to now, there have been different schemes for compensation. People have had appeals, but there have been complaints about things moving too slowly, still resistance from post office, and people still find it very difficult, really down to the trauma that they've experienced up to now, to come forward and try and get their convictions overturned and to apply for compensation. So it's great that the drama did come out and has now built this interest.
Yeah, and what the drama has done, I suppose, is has illustrated very vividly the terrible human cost of this scandal. People who lost their businesses, lost homes, relationships broke up. People had serious illness as a result of all that. And I suppose that's what's powered the political impact that this is having.
Yeah, the devastation that this created in people's lives, and there were unfortunately suicides as well, that affected hundreds and hundreds of people. The difficulty really is that people have found it so hard to come forward, and the drama really has now helped do that, and it's great that it has now happened.
So the people you represent in Northern Ireland who are caught up in this, Michael, what are they looking for? What might they expect now?
The first thing that people want is to have anybody with convictions to have them overturned. So that's what all these people want, and they want it for other people who've gone through the same thing. The next thing that people want is compensation for the devastation that did happen to people's lives. People's lives were destroyed. Those years that were taken up won't be able to be given back to them, but certainly compensation for what they're entitled to is what they're looking for. And then the third thing is really for anybody who still hasn't been able to come forward to do that. For example, in Northern Ireland, the figures being quoted are there 19 people who were prosecuted, 23 prosecuted, 19 were convicted. And as far as I'm aware, only 3 people have made it to the Court of Appeal in Northern Ireland. So there are lots of people out there who potentially could still come forward to get their names cleared and get their convictions overturned.
There's been talk or calls for criminal prosecution of those in charge of the post office during all of this. Do you think there's a case for that?
There certainly is. That again is something that people would like to see. It's very clear that somebody senior in post office must have known what was happening from a very early stage. There were hundreds of people, and the pattern was that every time somebody was being investigated, that they were told that they were the only people. Well, it's now become clear that was very clearly not the case. There were hundreds of people who were experiencing problems with Horizon. People had been raising issues from the moment that Horizon was installed in people's post offices, and there's no doubt that the senior people would have been aware of this. And to allow people to be prosecuted, to allow people to be to get convictions, knowing fine rightly that they had information that would have prevented that happening, it can only be a criminal matter.
Yes, I mean, there's talk of the British government pursuing Horizon. It's a Japanese-owned company for compensation in relation to this. But it's really how the post office handled this fault that's in focus, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, there's fault to be shared between Horizon and Fujitsu and Post Office, but the issues that were raised with Horizon were well known and well raised at an early stage. And as you say, it's how Post Office reacted to that and dealt with that is possibly the criminal element of the whole scandal.
And having spoken to those and worked with those who were caught up in this, do you understand how or why the Post Office came to take the attitude and approach it did?
Well, we don't know the full answer to that yet. People have obviously their opinions, and the hope is then that the inquiry that's ongoing will get to the bottom of that. The suspicions really is amongst most people who have been caught up in this is that they were allowed to be caught up on it. They were allowed to have their lives devastated to protect post office's reputation, to protect the investment of millions and millions of pounds in a computer system that was faulty, that didn't work. And a decision was taken at a high level to allow people to be prosecuted through the criminal courts rather than allowing this faulty system be exposed.
All right, well, there's obviously a lot more yet to come out, so we will perhaps be returning to this. But for the moment, Michael Madden in Belfast, thank you very much for taking our call this lunchtime. Back with more after this short break.